You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, I'm talking with Helia Chitsazan. Helia, thanks so much for being with me today.
Yeah, thank you for considering me for the talk.
Well, I'm so happy to have you here, and I want to talk about your work. There's, you know, you're having different shows now, but I wanted to talk about the work Three Helias, and this is the work that's at Pablo's Birthday, and it's part of a group show, but that was such an intriguing painting to me, and it made me want to look deeper into your work. So let's begin with that one, because that of course is kind of in some ways typical of how you're approaching painting in your work, but this one seems to have more of a narrative. It's so interesting. I didn't see the third person there initially. Can you tell me a little bit about it? Because it feels like there's a story here, and I guess perhaps an autobiographical one.
Well, yeah. So for me, I guess painting is more like a thing that I do it first, and then I realized like what was the backstory of the piece that I was working on. But I usually like have like bigger ideas in my mind that I focus on when I'm doing the paintings. But then when I finish them, I'm like, oh, so now I'm seeing like all these more specific things that I've been thinking about showing up in this specific work. So like in Three Helias, I guess it's just talking about, you know, like, because I've been thinking about this thing that after immigration and after coming to a completely new world, you somehow become two different persons, because, like all the things that you have been used to has changed, right? Like, you're talking in a new language, you're seeing new people, you're living in a new city with like all the new things, and like, so therefore you have to make a new personality for yourself to survive in that new environment that you're living now. And that was something that I was thinking about. And so when I came here first, I remember I was just sitting in front of the mirror, and I was like, oh my God, like, what should I do? Like, I don't know anything in this world, in this city. I don't know how people even interact with each other. So the only thing which was familiar for myself was me and my body. I was like, this is the only thing that I brought with myself into this new world. So, like, let's just see what are the different aspects of this, like how I was before and how am I now, and like, you know, like different states, like emotional states that I'm going through, are they even like similar to what I was doing before, or like are they new things and are they happening because of the new circumstances that I'm experiencing? So I feel like that work is trying to like you know, unfold that idea and like, kind of like it's very, like talking about that.
That reintegration into a world, a new world for you. That sounds kind of like a great vulnerability too. I mean, in one of the figures is giving another figure a hug, so that's a bit of self-comfort in that situation too, correct?
Yeah, exactly, because also, like, I remember I was working on that piece when it was, like, the peak of woman life freedom uprisings in Iran, and that was such a vulnerable situation for me, because I was, like, no one really understands what I'm going through, and like the only people who really deeply understand the situation and could give me a hug, they are on the screen of my phone, so like they cannot give me a hug. So the only person who can give me a hug is me, giving me a hug, you know.
Yeah, of course, I like that. And so let's talk about a few more works. A number of things has happened, you know, this fall for you in different shows. There was the painting After Midnight at Fool Gallery, which was also really interesting painting, and of course in some ways very different than this one. That's quite a different subject than the one you're just talking about, right? This seems like it's a narrative of some kind, but something else entirely. I felt like I'm in another world in that, something immersive in a quite different way.
After Midnight, I think I could say it was probably the first painting of this whole series that I do. I don't know if I should call it series, because like I wanted my painting and my practice to be something that I can just change, like I can change everything through it. Like if I'm going through a different phase of my life, I can change that too. So I didn't want to stick to like a form of working, you know. When I was working on After Midnight, I think it was the very beginning after I came to New York. It was probably like the first 3 months or like 4 months of me being here. And what I was doing was that I was just going through my phone and I was looking at the videos that I have shot with my phone with my friends, and I was just looking them frame by frame. And what was interesting for me when I was looking at them, I was like the fact that how we remember, yeah, like how we remember memories and like how we recall them, like sometimes it's just like from a whole night or from like a whole person, you just remember an atmosphere and like, or a touch or like a light. So I was trying to like make a narrative that has like this closeness to it, but then also the mysteriousness of what happens to a memory. Like a lot of part of it just goes away and fades away, but then very specific things, there are like very specific things that you remember from something that was important to you. I think I was thinking about these kind of things when I was working on that piece. I think when I was looking at the videos, I realized that the gaze is really important. So like when someone is directly looking at the camera, it makes like that gaze makes this effect that kind of takes me back to that moment and takes me to that space that I'm not there anymore. So that also became something important after that work, I guess.
Yeah, that's so interesting, that kind of memory and you know, and kind of reflecting on that. You talk about the coming here and kind of the difficulty or you know, otherness of kind of getting adapted. Can you speak a little bit about that? How did you become really a part of the art world here? You seem to be quite you know, active, and it wasn't long ago that you were, you know, making Three Helenas, right? That's part of that experience, but you seem to have moved very quickly into a supportive environment in the art world, correct? I'm just asking if that sounds accurate, how that happened. I mean, I know you were at the School of Visual Arts, and I imagine that was part of it, but how were you able to move into the art world the way you have?
I guess, I mean, I remember, yeah, I had this summer that I was just working in my studio the whole time. And it was, like, this project that I was working on, it was also, like a way of understanding myself and, like, understanding how this immigration situation and how this adaptation situation is working. So, like, I was just working and working and working, and I was not really thinking about that much, about, like, how should I put these out there, or, like, yeah, because I was a student, and I knew I'm here, so I have to work. Like, I mean, I was working, but I wasn't really thinking about that aspect of it. But then through, like, open studios and, like, studio visits that we had, I just got the opportunity to, like, show my work, and then it just happened, like, one after each other, you know? Like, yeah, through, like, my community and, like, the teachers, my mentor, you know, like, all the people who were coming for studio visits and open studios. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, it was more like a, like, I got all these things through the community that I had around me, which I think is really important. Yeah.
What is important, that having a community around you? I mean, because that was an academic community as well, but do you mean a larger community? Yeah, speak a little to that, because community, yeah, I agree, is so important. In what way do you mean that?
I feel like, yeah, it is academic community when you are in school, but then it's not really, because, like, those people are also, like, working artists. So if you are serious enough about your practice, then they become your colleagues, they become your, you know, your peers, and, like, it's just important to, like, keep in touch with them, and, like, you know, like, having, like, honest, real relationship with people who are also, like, passionate about what they are doing is really, yeah, I think, yeah, I mean that, but that is what I think about a community.
And what's happening now in your studio? Is there something you're working on? I mean, we could also talk about other works of yours, but I'm curious about what you're working on now, the kind of imagery that you're currently involved in.
Yeah, so one of the other works that I had at Pablo's birthday is a very recent one, Please Take a Sit. I think you've seen that. It was in the show at Pablo's birthday. And then there are two other works that they are, like, very recent, which are going to be in a show at the Food Gallery, opens tomorrow, like, on Saturday, December 9th. And in these works, I feel like, yeah, so, like, what I'm doing recently in my studio is I'm trying to encapsulate this idea of space and, like, what does space mean to us, like, how we experience it, the meaning of the space, like, is it the physical space that we actually live in, or is it, like, when I talk to my family on the phone, is that a real space, or like how can I show a feeling of his face without actually seeing it, you know.
Mm. Yeah, that's so interesting. So let's talk about the other work that you're mentioning, right, at Pablo's birthday, because that is, in terms of space, a little more about the sort of, I mean, to me, both of them are really, but that one has a kind of a more architectural space in it, right? We're looking at an interior, correct?
Yeah, it is an interior, but then do we really know what's happening outside the interior? Or, like, is it, like, this feeling of displacement and, like, not being settled, I feel, you know? Yeah, so it's, is it outside? Is it inside? Is it here? Is it there? like, where can you find that that meaning of space? Like, that meaning of, like, a space that you are comfortable in and you can spend time, like home. Because I was thinking a lot about this idea that, like, what is happening in our generation is that a lot of people just leave from where they are from and they go to other countries, or like, so like the feeling and the meaning of home is kind of changing. I might get that feeling in like a bar that I go to, or, you know, that's what I think about a lot.
I think you are. That's a really interesting discussion too. I mean, because in the painting we're talking about, there's also a gesture towards the viewer themselves, right? Many of your paintings seem to be addressing the viewer directly, either looking at the viewer or even almost asking the viewer to come into the space. Is that just me, mm-hmm. or do you see it that way as well?
Yeah, I feel like that was something that I did not plan for it. Because, like, usually sometimes when I start working on a painting, I just have an idea for a part of it. And then the other part of it is very process-based. So then at some point working on this painting, I was thinking that what if I invite the viewer, invite this space, and then I just leave them floating in the air, like not knowing where they are, which is probably something that I'm experiencing. So I wanted to share that experience with whoever is seeing the painting.
I like that. Thanks for sharing that. That's it's so provocative in a way, but also there's a warmth to it, right? You're inviting people into a space or a situation that is likely outside their comfort zone. Yet the way you're doing it seems to be with an embrace somehow. I mean, maybe both literally and figuratively.
Yeah, that's something that I like to do. Like, in my work, I think about, like, how the person who is looking at it experience this image or this painting. Because, you know, like, painting is not something that, like, the viewers spend a lot of time with. So I want, if someone is looking at it, at least can have a feeling of, like, what I'm thinking and what I'm feeling. And
right, I love that. Yeah, and it's working. Well, congratulations on the show and all your activity. I want to ask you one more question before we go, which is, what are you reading at the moment?
I honestly, like, 2 days ago, I started reading this Iranian book again, which called The Blind Owl. This is like a very from Saadat Hidayat, and this is a very old Iranian book. I've read it like a long time ago, but then I went back to it, and it was really interesting because like I didn't remember much about it, but when I started reading it again, I saw that it's a lot about like moving back and forth between this reality and imagination, and like which one is real, like is that the thing, like is the thing that you have in your mind more real, or the thing that you are is actually happening is more real.
Thank you, Helia. I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. Wish you well with your studio, and again, thanks so much for the conversation.
Yeah, of course, it was a pleasure.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.